Kent.
Oh, it might, I guess, because it's a biologically sound principle. But there are many other issues. How to measure it, who's going to set up to do these assays. I'm sure it'll happen quickly, but we don't even know how to measure HER2 yet. And to introduce another variable could be dangerous until it's done correctly. So I think it's going to be a while before this can be offered as a routine clinical test.
Chuck?
I agree with Kent. We just got back from a pathology guidelines development thing on HER2. And the next thing I guess NCCN is going to tackle is going to be ER. And now if you start to think about Topo 2, that's going to be interesting. To throw in my two cents, I would say that if in further follow-up at the second interim analysis, if things are looking even better, I sure would like to know the Topo 2 status. But then we're going to be thrown into the same morass we are with HER2 and ER.
Eric?
So the one study would make me more comfortable if I already had a reason in a given patient not to give an anthracycline, but it wouldn't make me across the board start doing testing and omitting the anthracycline from patients who didn't have Topo 2 amplification.
Are we getting upset enough, and are we acting quickly enough about quality control and ER and HER2? Why aren't people more upset about this?
I was at the same meeting, and I came away from it absolutely shocked at one comment from the pathologist there, which I never appreciated before, and that is that apparently, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but there's essentially no standard HER2 testing in America, even when they use the Hercept test or the standard FISH testing. The pathologist routinely makes substitutions and changes in their processing, and it's all in the black box beyond the sight of the clinicians. So your pathologist insists that their testing is good and reliable, but they're not even doing the test the way that the instructions say to do it.
And it's also true for ER.
Well, it's exactly what came up, so it's a disaster.